Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, let's go. There is so much to get to here. It's Waddle and Sylvie on the air till 6 o'clock. And what a busy day it is. A couple of trades by the White Sox. One of those trades with the Cubs for Ryan Tepera. Both teams have lost today. Sox 8 games up in their division. The Cubs fans wanted to see Rizzo and Bryant today pinch hit. Neither of them played. They were kept out of the lineup, David Ross said, not for trade reasons, but you got to think.
Scheduled day off.
Yeah, but this is the last time they could have played before the trade deadline because they play tomorrow on the road. And I think they were being precautious if anything goes through with a Chris Bryant deal to the Mets or an Anthony Rizzo deal to Boston.
Or do you think they should have let the guys that were integral parts of winning a World Series for the first time in over 100 years play their final home game as a Cub in front of the fans?
Well, that's what they thought. Like, Jesse was thinking and hyping all day that they would pinch hit. And that way, you know, they'd come out of the dugout, the crowd would rise. They'd be able to get like one last big ovation.
You didn't want that Cincinnati Reds smoke. I mean, excited to have them.
They didn't want to be embarrassed by the Reds today in their last go round at Wrigley Field. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just asking.
No. The trade deadline is now what? Almost 22 hours away. It's like 22 hours and 20 minutes.
Tomorrow, we were told it's 3 o'clock Central Time.
Right, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, so we have just over 22 hours to go. And there was just another big trade, not in baseball, but in the NBA, where Russell Westbrook is getting traded to the Lakers. So Woj just dropped that about 10 minutes ago. So you may not know this, not you specifically, what I'm talking about, like the crowd or people listening. The NBA draft is tonight.
Tonight.
Well, the Bulls don't have a pick in the first round, so it hasn't been hyped here.
Yes, it's kind of gone under the radar for us Bulls fans because we don't have a pick in the first round. And there are other issues that are, you know, front and center, whether it's the Bears in training camp, both our baseball teams being active in the trade, the trade situation. So I understand why Bulls fans may be a bit asleep.
All right, so if you want to weigh in, we have plenty of time for you at 312-332-3776. Let me just give you the big headlines here. The big deal today came early. It was Cesar Hernandez. They made an intradivision trade. How about the White Sox making a deal with the division rival, Cleveland Indians, soon to be Guardians, and their crosstown rivals in the Cubs? Cesar Hernandez is a free agent. He is having a year this year where he's added some more power, but he has suffered with his on-base percentage.
Yeah.
He is usually an on-base guy at about a 350 clip.
The average is down as well.
Right. The average is down. The on-base is down. The home runs are up. I believe he has 18 home runs on the year. He's a really good fielder at second base, and they could use that. They could use some good defense. He's a switch hitter as well. So I think he's going to be, if he gets back to what he was before and he makes contact and he gets on base, I think he's going to be in a good spot for the White Sox here.
I don't profess to be an expert on what's in their farm system, but it sounds like they didn't give up a ton.
They gave up two pitchers today, one to Cleveland, one to the Cubs. And both at around, what, the 20-something overall prospect.
Right. So it gives me the feeling, just and there's time left. As you said, there's 22 hours still left. So they could still make an addition here or there. But doesn't it give you a little insight into maybe what the psyche or the thought process is of Rick Hahn that, you know, we're not going to give up a ton because we expect to be a dominant force in the AL Central and in the American League for years to come. And this is a process that we're going to allow to continue to develop because we're on a great arc.
Right. He probably looks at it as killing two birds with one stone. You get a guy like Hernandez, who is he is a rental. You're going to get him, and you're not giving up a lot for him. But he is a guy who can help you, and he's going to help solidify the defense. And you get Ryan Tepera, who's had a couple of good years on the north side now, and you're not going to overpay for him either, but you're still going to get a guy. And I heard Jesse in the postgame show ask Tony La Russa if he's going to be a setup guy. I think the wild card in that is wherever Kopech and Crochet pitch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I think those guys go wherever the trouble goes. Like, those, especially Kopech, that's your biggest weapon until you get to Hendricks in the ninth inning. Hendricks had a little problem yesterday, and he's had some home runs bite him every now and then. But Kopech's your number one weapon. Now, Kopech right. could pitch in the sixth. Kopech could pitch in the eighth. Tepera's going to give you some more depth now where you don't have to use some of these guys who have been getting hit hard
right.
and have not had a lot of command. So he just builds out your bullpen a lot better, and you are much deeper today. And I believe Rick Hahn is still going to add another arm before the deadline happens yeah. in less than 24 hours.
I agree with you. And I agree with your assessment of Tepera. I thought that, you know, I wasn't surprised to hear what Tony La Russa said about it, that he just doesn't come in and have this automatic slot. They're going to use him in spots where other right-handed relievers really haven't succeeded this year in 2021. So I'm with you. I think that they'll continue to look and continue to add. But if you follow kind of the breadcrumbs that have been out there for the last 24 hours, as I said, it looks like, you know, and maybe they don't really have, you know, the assets to give up for a big deal. But I just think that he's taking it. The signs are to me that he's taking the more prudent and the more patient approach and looks at this from a long haul standpoint.
I think he's got the assets. I mean, you know, like we've talked about Sheets, we've talked about guys who are prospects who are up right now. They could trade those, but I think he just looked at the market and he's like, okay, Arizona wanted what for Escobar? All right, what did they want for Frazier? Trevor Story again was being mentioned by Bob Nightingale. He went 0-for-2 on the second base position by the White Sox, by the way. And I was giving him credit on Twitter yesterday because while he's wrong a lot, he's usually more right on the White Sox. But he thought like 3 weeks ago Escobar was headed to the White Sox. And then last night he was saying that there were deep talks with Trevor Story. And that didn't happen. And I just think he was going down the list, and he wasn't going to give up anything more than he wanted to. And now you still become a better team, and you still have all your assets to be a really good team for years to come, or to make even a bigger deal, maybe in this offseason, depending on what happens in the postseason.
Yeah, I hope we find out at some point down the road whether or not they even called to talk about the potential of a trade with Javi Baez. And I know that chaps the ass of a lot of White Sox fans. We don't want him. You know, if you look at his numbers, his on-base percentage has been better. He does have a couple of gold gloves. His WAR is better than some of the other options. Some of his other advanced stats, I think, are a little bit better than I. And personally, I just wanted to see the excitement as somebody who is a fan of both teams. But
you wanted
it's
that.
Obviously not going to happen.
You just wanted that. You wanted that. You wanted that drama.
Well, I wanted the drama, but I think that Javi has. I think when Javi now it doesn't look like he's going to get moved. Maybe if I think Javi
he was in the lineup today.
Right. When something is settled for him, whether he signs a team-friendly extension or he's dealt somewhere else, I think when he takes a deep breath and kind of turns the page, whatever page that is, I think you're going to see him, you know, give someone a little bit of a boost. I think that there's still quality there. And I think if you would have found him in a deal and he was sent somewhere, I just thought that, you know, it all added up to me that Javi was you know, probably, I think all of this is weighing on him. I really do, and I think it's affected him. And I had a hope that he would end up on the south side and it'd be a very exciting couple of months this summer, and I would sit back and enjoy it.
All right, so a couple of trades by the White Sox, one of them with the Cubs with Ryan Tepera, and then the other big, I told you about the NBA trade that Woj is reporting, that Westbrook looks like he's headed to L.A. Kuzma is going to be in that deal. It also, I believe the reports out there right now, it may have been first reported by Ken Rosenthal, is that it appears Scherzer is going to the Padres. So, like, that's the big deal, right? Like, boys, has anything changed on that since we've been on the air? Right before we went on the air, that's what it looked like.
I've not seen anything change on that. Scherzer to the Padres. How about that?
Yeah, and so, like, someone tweeted this. I forgot who it was, but they listed all these guys, Waddle. Like, you talk about a team going for it.
Oh, yeah.
So they traded for Yu Darvish. They traded for Mike Clevinger. They traded for Adam Frazier. They traded for Joe Musgrove. And they traded for Blake Snell. And now they could be trading for Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
And
if they're not careful, they may find themselves out of the postseason. Currently, they're the second wild card team, aren't they? Aren't they in third place in the West right now?
They're in third place in the West. And look, it's going to be a grinder, too. I mean, the entire playoffs is going to be a meat grinder. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the White Sox, too. I am not concerned about them losing anything with this division. They're 8 games up. That's still the largest lead in all of baseball. But slowly here, with these bats slumping, and with them playing not great baseball, when a week ago, 10 days ago, we were saying, hey, look, they've got the best record in the American League. They've got this. They've got that. I do believe now in baseball that out of all the division winners or leaders, they have the second worst record next to the Mets. That every division leader other than the Mets has a better record than the White Sox now. Obviously, that's big for home field advantage. I think you have an issue right now where you have to look under the micro. Like, I'm still not concerned about the bats. I think you have to worry about what's going on with Aloy. Aloy got pulled yesterday. Now, they're saying it's precautionary, but anytime a guy just comes back and in the second, third game he's back, he all of a sudden now is tweaking another muscle, where muscle injuries have been a big factor for this team all year. And then I think you have to look at Carlos Rodon. In his last two outings, Carlos Rodon, I think, has given up 6 runs in 8 innings. And he that's not Carlos Rodon, who was one of the leaders for the Cy Young.
He's in uncharted territory, is he not, from a career standpoint? And
sure.
He just, look, I wouldn't be worried about him, but I wouldn't be shocked also. And I heard Frank talking about it, and the guys talking about it on the postgame show with Chuck, that, you know, it may be time to skip him for a turn or two and let him just rest. Not that there's any concern that there's any injury or anything, but maybe he's just got a little bit of fatigue. You know, the fastball, he finally, I think, in the fourth inning, he got it back up to 96, 97, but he's starting the game throwing 92, 93. And, you know, like I said, he's a guy that is in a portion of the season with the innings and the number of pitches he's thrown where he hasn't been in a very long time, if ever before. So maybe you need to skip him once or twice and get him, you know, refreshed.
It's not a bad thought. I mean, because some of those other games at the beginning of the year, he was throwing in his last inning 99. You know what I mean? He would get away to get the gun up to 99 to make a big out in at the end. And like, now he's starting, like you said, 92, 93.
So he's about
3 or 4 miles per hour off of what he was, you know, about a month ago.
Yeah. It's just quietly, too, you're right, and there's no room to panic for any reason at all. But with the trade talk, you know, over the last several days, I think it's been lost in the shuffle for a lot of people. The play's been kind of sketchy. They dropped 3 of 4 to the Royals. They've lost 6 of their last 8. And over that course, as you mentioned, the bats haven't been very good. I believe they've only scored 17 runs in their last 8 games.
Yeah, shut out again. Shut out. Yeah. I mean, so. You know what today reminded me of? Today reminded me of a split squad game in Scottsdale. You know what I mean?
Like sprint training game.
This was the B game. Like, the other roster, you know, everyone else was Abreu and Aloy and Robert. They were all playing, like, in the A game. And this was the B game. And look, we're going to have a little fun today. We're going to put Vaughn at second base. Let's see how he does at second base. And, from the start, it just seemed like they wanted to get out of Kansas City. That
it was hot.
Really hot. Like,
hot.
T.A. wasn't in there either, right? It was hot. And look, they talked about, I forget who it was, if it was Stoney or if it was DJ, because I was going back between our broadcast and the television broadcast, and they were talking about the pacing of a team and how Tony La Russa, I believe in 06, won the World Series with the Cardinals with like a team in the mid-80s. And he's always been good at pacing his team, being ready for the end of the year, that closing kick for that postseason run. And maybe that's smart in the big picture. Like, okay, who cares if you lose 3 out of 4 to the Royals? It's better to get Tim Anderson and Abreu. Now, Abreu's got the neck injury, but it's better to get some of those guys rest and to get them out of there instead of pushing it in a 105-degree heat index.
And that may also be a reason why you may see them give Rodon a bit of a rest. Tony may look at what he's seen and sit with Ethan Katz and say, hey, maybe the best thing we can do right now for Carlos Rodon. And look, it wasn't awful. It's just not the dominance that you were expecting, and maybe the overall velocity isn't where he's not as sharp. And maybe he's a guy that would, if you give him a little bit of rest, it'll rejuvenate him.
312-332-3776. So I want to take some calls. Sox fans, what do you think about the two moves? There were some higher priced items out there. Adam Frazier, we talked about for a while. You would have had to commit to him 2 years, this year and next year. He could have played some outfield for you, but guess who went after him? The Padres, who are going after everybody. Escobar was a name being mentioned. Trevor Story, Escobar already got dealt. Trevor Story was out there. He had to be moved from shortstop to second base. He's never really played there. Not having a good year this year either. His numbers are way down. Javi, as Waddle mentioned. Are you cool with Cesar Hernandez? 312-332-3776 and Tapera. And do you believe Rick Hahn is still going to make another trade? And then for Cubs fans, what's the mood here? What's the mood less than 24 hours away before possibly the end of this era? I think we all know it's the end of the era anyway. Like, my mom texted me earlier today, Waddle, saying, am I going to be sad later today? And I said, well, look,
depends on who you get in return for some of these guys.
Yeah.
I'd be encouraged.
And that's the way I'm looking at it. Like, I already know. I know it's over here for KB in Chicago. He's been terrific. He's taken the high road the entire time. I know it's the end of the road. I still believe there's a chance Rizzo comes back. I think there's still a chance that Javi comes back. But I do think that, hey, if Boston is giving you something that you like, you say yes, and you let him go.
Yes.
And then you address him at the end of the postseason when free agency opens. And then you see if you can bring him back if the price is right. But why not get – I don't want to hold on to anybody else on a sub-500 team just to play out the string in a meaningless September. Do you know what I mean?
Of course I know what you mean.
What's the point there?
Yeah, it's time to move some product is what it is. It's time to rebuild.
I've heard through Jesse told me the holdup on Kimbrel because he thought Kimbrel would go pretty much like in a day or two before the deadline. That he said the Cubs had been dealing with a lot of teams for Kimbrel who were in on Scherzer. And he believes that Kimbrel goes to one of the runner-ups of Scherzer. So now we know that I believe it was San Francisco and L.A. were two of the teams who were in on Scherzer as well, and it looks like he's going to the Padres. And so now, and the Giants have been mentioned. Boston's been mentioned, too. Houston's been mentioned. But look to maybe to L.A. and San Francisco, like those could be a landing spot. We mentioned that Jansen has had a couple of not-so-good outings. And I know Scherzer's a starter and Kimbrel's a closer, but they're just looking to add to their pitching right now.
So, I think Scherzer's last couple outings haven't been very good either, have they?
Wasn't he banged up recently?
I think there was something there. I just know that and I don't even know when the last time he made a start. I think he has been a little bit banged up. He's 37 years old, too. Like, I didn't realize he was that old. I think he's 37.
I know. But doesn't it remind you a bit of Verlander? Like, when a lot of people, and he's having a better year than Verlander had with Detroit. But you remember when the Verlander Cubs rumors were, well, I don't know, he's a little over the hill.
No, you're right.
He's going to cost
you a lot.
It was
the trade to make.
You know, not only did Houston, who acquired him, win the World Series that year, but he was a dominant pitcher for them for longer than that. So, I want to pick White Sox fans' brains. What do you think about the moves? And are you jealous of what the Padres are doing, or envious, Or are you happy with the way Rick Hahn is going around and he's not overpaying for guys? And he's keeping everything intact, and he is not getting rid of anything that is really, really top shelf, but he still is improving the team. And for Cubs fans with less than 24 hours, what's the feeling here? Are you hoping that KB and Rizzo go? Because I would like to see what kind of a return you get. I love those guys. And I'm sad it's over, but I don't want to hold on to them just because. Because why? So, I mean, look, if the draft pick compensation is better than what they're offering, you hold on because that's strategy. But I don't want to be holding on just because you're scared to let Rizzo walk out that door because he's the unofficial captain of the team. So that's my feeling right now emotionally. They've been playing lackluster baseball. They've not been fun. They have not been a fun team right now playing. And I want them to get as much as possible for Kimbrel and Rizzo and KB. And
by the way, it looked like KB stayed in the dugout a little longer after the game was over and kind of was taking in the scene, maybe kind of a foreshadow of him knowing that he's not going to be here any longer.
Okay. I want to tell you, it's Waddle and Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000, WMVP Chicago, and I've not done this one before yet, all right? Take two, WSHEHD2 Chicago. Bleck, did I handle that right?
Yeah, yeah.
A little choppy.
For sure.
A little choppy.
All good. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah.